The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In this verse of Scripture, Jesus told his disciples, and by extension us, his followers, that hardship and persecution will come, but we should remain faithful, knowing that God is in control and we need not fear. Rather than reacting in panic or doubt, we should feel a sense of peace. As believers, our challenge is to come to know the Savior and through faith in him to overcome the trials and temptations of this world. Let us be faithful and true, trusting in him. As we trust him more fully, blessings of peace in this life and a confident assurance of our eternal destiny becomes clearer. It is important to remember that Christ's victory over the world does not physically remove us from the battle. We will face the same hatred Jesus did. Remember, Jesus said that because he chose us out of the world, we are hated by the world. He also said that a servant is not greater than his master. He was persecuted, and we should expect the same. We are assured, however, that because we belong to God, his Spirit lives within us, and we will overcome the world. The temptation to sin will always be a part of our lives in this world, but Christ gives us the victory over sin. The Bible tells us that before we were saved, we were dead in trespasses and sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil. We follow the passions and desires of our sinful nature, but God, in his mercy, loved us so much that he sent his Son to die for us, to rescue us from our sinful state. And when Christ rose from the dead, we inherited eternal life. Jesus not only paid the penalty for our sin, but he also won the victory over Satan and his evil powers. Christ has promised that we will, in him, overcome the world. He will give us the right to sit with him on his heavenly throne at the right hand of God the Father. There, in our eternal home in God's kingdom, we will live forever in the Lord's presence. Amen.
Please join us next week.